Exclusive. GOP House candidate Jerome Bell calls $1.8 trillion spending bill a communist Christmas list. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 6, 2021. Jerome Bell served in the United States Navy for 27 years. But now he's running for Congress to prevent a communist takeover of the American government. Bell stopped by Breitbart News Saturday to discuss his thoughts on the Democrats' trillion-dollar spending bill, the Republican victories in his home state of Virginia, and his congressional campaign. Bell is running for Congress in Virginia's 2nd congressional district. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle started the show talking about the trillion-dollar spending bill the Democrats narrowly passed on Friday with the help of 13 Republicans. But let me start off by saying this. This is not an infrastructure bill. What this is a communist Christmas list. And I said these communists in Congress are totally godless and they hate Christmas, Bell said. I don't even like calling it a Green New Deal. That actually sounds too nice to me. There is a communist plan destroying America and we really have to start calling it this what it is, Matt. You mentioned 13 counterfeit U.S. House representatives. Republicans who voted for Pelosi and Schumer's communist plan to really destroy Americans. Unbelievable, he said. Bell announced his intent to bring back the McCarthy-era House Un-American Activities Committee if elected to Congress. Today, I'm going to announce that when I'm elected to Congress, I'm going to propose that we bring back the HUA Act. And for anyone that don't know what that is, that's the House Un-American Activities Committee. You know, the old Joe McCarthy witch hunts. You know, Joe McCarthy got a bad rap, but you know what? It turns out that he was 100% correct the whole time. We do have a commie takeover at the highest levels of government. And we have, I believe, since well, before McCarthy, probably going back to the reliable racist Democrat Woodrow Wilson. You know, but communism is not compatible with Western civilization. Boyle next discussed the Republican victories in Virginia, with the lieutenant governorship, and attorney general positions all going red. Bell appreciated the great night Republicans had but warned that Virginians need to stay vigilant and stick by their values to prevent a communist takeover of the state. We need Glenn Youngkin to hold to the fact that he is a conservative. He is a true Republican, he emphasized. We must exact a toll, a physical toll for the bad behavior. We've seen from the communists in Richmond, Northern Virginia. Because the lawless regulations that they put in place must be removed and these perpetrators of the violation of the Constitution of any of these regulations, I think that needs to be brought to justice. And as we know, Matt, the pendulum always swings, right? And so at some point, you know, they will, unless Virginians stay awake, not woke, but stay awake, you know, to this fact. I believe it's a good thing as long as we stay on track. And as long as we stick to our values as true conservatives and as true Republicans. Boyle and Bell then switched topics to critical race theory, CRT, which played a vital role in Glenn Youngkin's victory Tuesday night. Boyle asked Bell for his opinion on CRT as a Black American. It's definitely racist, Bell said. You know, coming from the most racist and oppressive party in the history of America, the Democratic Party. I've been on the front lines of this CRT. I've been at our school board meetings from day one, fighting CRT. Bell, who put his three kids through the Virginia Beach school system, debunked the idea that America is a racist nation. He highlighted the success of his son as an example. My oldest son was actually one of three in the history of Virginia Beach to be valedictorians and graduated valedictorian and the first Black valedictorian from Bayside High School, he said. For me to, you know, listen to these racist pundits and these, I say gatekeepers, you know, like Joy Reid, to say, you know that CRT is not racist, that CRT, you know, it's not being taught. Yeah, it's being taught in the schools. Bell criticized CRT for implying that Black children are inferior to white children. There is no way that you can teach that Black kids are inferior to white kids. That we can't, you know, educate ourselves, that we can't come up to the standards of white kids, said Bell. And you tell Black kids because of them, you're down here and you can never get to where they are. You know, because my son is his example of if you do hard work, you can actually achieve anything you want in life because he's a medical doctor now. While on the topic of race, Boyle noted that Glenn Youngkin received the Hampton Roads Black Caucus's endorsement and Virginia elected a black lieutenant governor in Winsome Sears. Boyle asked Bell whether this election signified a change in the black community's perception of Republican politicians. "I believe so," Bell said. "Black people have been tied to the Democratic Party for years, but they just didn't trust the Republican Party. It's a wonderful thing to have a black Republican woman blazing that trail to me," he said. "I'm glad she pulled it off, you know, for both the party and for black girls. So Winsome proves that it can be done, and it also proves that black people are waking up." Bell also pointed out that her skin color did not cause her victory. Instead, her commitment to Western civilization did. "Western civilization is really superior to the anti-family. The anti-civilization of backwards, communist leftist progressive policies pushed by this new crop of Ilhan Omar-style Democrats Iraq. That's what the Democrats do. So Winsome and Jason, Miaris's, win is really a rejection of the Mideastern-style communist Bolshevism and a clear indicator that America has it in us to preserve our Western civilization." To conclude the show, Bell pitched himself to the voters and pledged to be a fighter who would stand up for, and not sell out, Virginians' values. "If people want someone in D.C., that won't cave and won't back down. And they need a fighter that won't sell your values, and that's really critical," he said.